I was the girl who survived. The girl who held on. The girl you prayed for, or at least pretended to pray for. Thankful, most of all, that it wasn't your own child lost down there in the dark. And after, I was the miracle, the sensation, the story. The story was what people wanted. And oh, it was a good one. Proof of humanity and hope and the power of the human spirit. After coming so close to tragedy, the public reaction bordered on rapturous, when it wasn't. Whether from joy or pure shock, the result was the same. I was famous for a little while. The subject of articles, interviews, a book. It became a news story revisited after a year, then 5, then 10. I knew now what happened when you turned your story over to someone else. How you became something different, twisted to fit the confines of the page, something to be consumed instead. That girl is frozen in time, with her beginning, middle, and end. Victim, endurance, triumph. It was a good story, a good feeling, a good ending. Fade to black, as if when the daily news moved on, and the articles ended, and the conversations turned, it was all over, as if it weren't just beginning. There was a time when I knew what they were after, reaching back to that cultural touch point, whenever someone would say, "The girl from Fall Creek Hills, remember?" That sudden rush of fear and hope and relief all at once. A good feeling. I haven't been that girl in a long time.